Please say more about what a monastic retreat offers compared to an ordinary retreat. What are the differences? I only know what a monastic retreat is, so I don't know. I've heard it's different. we just try to share some of the perspectives and ethos that we see valuable, and I think also just having a retreat where some of the traditional forms are chanting, meal offering, the aspects of, respect, because it's kind of a part of a monastic ethos. The Dhamma talk, a formal request is made to, because as monastics, we shouldn't be teaching without some kind of formal request. We can't go and set up our soapbox somewhere and sort of spread the true word. There's a formal request, which is done in the scriptural language, and it's referencing when the Brahma Sahampati requested the Buddha to teach. There are those with little dust in their eyes. Please teach the Dhamma for their out of compassion. Beginning the talk, then take the time to recollect the Buddha and the refuges, and that phrase, Buddhang Dhammang Sanghang Namasami. Namasami is namasakar in Sanskrit. I pay homage, or I offer respects. So that to set a tone of being respectful to the Dhamma and the intention of the Buddha. And it's a really important place to be teaching from. And to set a humility and respect for the Dhamma as first and foremost, as opposed to my intelligent, correct opinions about the it shouldn't have any place in it. It should be teaching from a place of respect for the Dhamma. So that's an ethos. Or when a more junior member is going to speak on the Dhamma, then they'll pay respects to the senior monastic, request to ask permission to speak on the Dhamma. So these protocols of respect are there's a certain ethos that's there. The devotional aspects. Also, I think having a retreat where you've got a bank of experienced practitioners sitting up at front and practicing with you, I think it's probably very supportive. As I said, I haven't done retreats anywhere else, but I've heard that's not so common. So those are some things that come to mind.